let me pop out.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Bottomless Banter podcast. I am your host, Maggie, and today the trio is reunited. So I'll let you guys introduce yourselves.
Just name?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Alicia.
Hi, it's Aquia here.
And yeah, guys, today we are going to do a fun friendship podcast. So, episode. Ugh. So, yeah, we're going to start with a few shots. Oh. Not a few, but one shot.
Shotty shot, baddie, baddie shot o'clock.
And Sprite sponsor us, because you can see our...
Damn.
We really tried. Okay. This episode will be so chaotic, guys, so forgive us. We're trying to do this in, like, a hurry.
Damn.
I'm not driving.
Oh, true. Don't tell the people that we are.
I didn't.
Did you say anything?
Like?
She literally mad.
Okay, so guys, welcome back to the episode. Welcome back to the podcast. This is episode 18, and I'm so happy to have my two best friends here. As you can see, it's gonna be a very chaotic episode, but I'm really excited because today we are gonna be discussing some juicy topics. So yeah, just keep tuned. So guys, how was your week?
Mine started off not so good. I was sick, but I'm up now. And I'm here.
Anything exciting? Oh, you coming to Australia?
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, it's been
that's crazy to say that. She's coming to Australia. Like, she used to live here. So
but
just,
yeah, but then also crazy. Like, I haven't seen you guys at all in the past 2 years. And then the past 6 months, I've seen you, what, 5 times
it's
now?
It's like you're seeing you every month in the house.
That's how it should be. I met other group chat.
Yeah. And how was your week, Akuya?
It's been hectic, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I've been on set a lot this week. Next week is even busier.
Yeah.
Yeah, 6 a.m. starts.
But that's how you want it to be, no?
Yeah, I mean, it's different. It's a different part of entertainment, part of creativity. You know, it's different. It's nice.
Okay. Guys, my week has been so nice.
Can I say is it what I'm thinking?
Probably.
My man. I told you, I know this girl, man.
Oh my god.
Maggie has officially come out as a my man girl.
Guys, and I'm like, not embarrassed.
What? No, we love
no,
it.
No, we're not saying we being embarrassed.
Let me tell you guys.
We're just saying my man.
Let me tell you guys, like, I'm so in love. Like, it's just, like, overwhelming.
She wants to cry.
But yeah, I've just had a really good week. Honestly, I've just been working, but for the couple, a few weeks now, I haven't been stressed. I've just been my happy era.
Just relaxing,
like, I think I'm in my happy era. Even if things don't go the way I want them to go, I've just decided that I'm not going to be stressed.
Beyond it, you're happy.
Like, I'm just grateful for whatever it is, and I'm just in my happy girl era.
I love that for you.
And I love that. Thank you. I rebuke the spirit of like nonsense stress. Like, I don't want it for me. So I'm really like happy and in love.
And you're glowing.
No, I have a pimple, but yeah, still glowing.
But like, you're
glowing beyond the pimple.
Oh, thank
like,
you guys,
like,
thank
you.
Yeah, I'm so happy. But yeah guys, that's been my week. I've literally just been working, and I can't wait for the time I'm a millionaire so that I stop working.
Reclaim it.
Like, let me tell you, but like this week, billionaires sank in the ocean.
Five billion.
That ocean is rich right now, you know.
And then you know what? But
it exploded, but so they're not technically.
Oh, so guys, for those, I think, yeah.
Like,
I saw on Twitter, someone was like posted a meme of someone diving. They're like, me and the people there.
But like, I feel like I don't want to be rich like that, so that I don't, like, when you're rich like that, you don't know what to do with your money.
You're just like, I'm gonna go to the bottom of the ocean in a tin can.
You know, this
like,
month,
for excitement.
So apparently they paid $250,000
to get
under. And there was only supposed to be for 4 hours. That's why apparently there was no toilet.
There was
a
toilet.
There's
a toilet.
No.
I saw it on
TikTok. Typically, there is a toilet, but the one that they were in. No.
I saw it on TikTok literally just before I came. The design of the thing. Apparently, it's been controlled
by
a gaming thing.
Yeah.
There was no. That's because they were only supposed to be there for 4 hours.
Let me tell you, there's no amount of
toilet. But why would you go down, like, in something that you have to use, like, a video game remote control? Like, 250,000.
They should give you that money. Let me see. Like, let me show you what I can do. 250,000.
Give me 250,000. I'll show you Titanic. No!
Bro, we'll even go grab Titanic.
I will take you down the ocean right now. Like, I can't be paid any amount of money
to go in the
fucking ocean.
I'm not aerial, babes.
And it had one window. It had one window, do you know?
The claustrophobia would kill me.
Right, and I was farting. The window doesn't open because you're unless you open it, all the water's gonna get in.
No. It is so sad. Like, I feel sad, but see that TikTok that I sent you guys. This guy was like, I'm in the ocean, save me.
TikTok and Twitter are a cruel.
It's so bad, you know what I mean? And then
people's loved ones.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm like, we're laughing, but people have died. But it's also like, do you have a billionaire?
No, guys, did you see the one that I sent
you? She's crying, bro.
It's so funny. Let me show you.
Like, she's actually crying.
I sent it to you guys. This guy, like, he was so funny. Let me send. I sent it on the chat, but you guys never look at my chat. It's this guy. He was like, this guy.
Bro, I was on 7.
I was like, oh God.
Babes, you need a tissue?
I was like, God forgive me because it's not funny, but like, who sent you? Like, who sent you? Man.
And then apparently, like, when you sign the contract, on the first page it says, like, death, like, it says you're gonna die.
No. And they said, yeah.
No.
But then if you have, like, $1 billion, you look at death and you're like, that's not gonna happen to me.
Cause
I'm too rich to die.
One of the guys went to space as well. Like, he went to space and then he came back.
Apparently there was an influencer. There was
a 19-year-old guy.
The influencer. And it, like,
no,
it was
he, didn't he go with, yeah, didn't he go with his dad?
Yeah, he had his
he's
dad.
19.
Yeah.
And just it was just Father's Day.
Can you imagine being in the ocean? Like, me, I can't.
Also, do you know how cold that is?
Bruh.
I wonder how they got heat in that submarine. Like, how can you get heat and fresh air?
God forgive me. God.
Oh, stop.
Please, stop, guys. Stop.
It's a fair question. How are you getting heat?
Yeah.
How are we getting cold?
Yeah.
And how are we getting...
Like, what's happening? Like,
you know what? Apparently, like, they couldn't. So there's no communication coming in and out because the CEO, when he was building it, he was like, I don't want distraction from the outside. So he stopped people from being able to talk to them or something.
But how are you supposed to get an antenna downstairs, down in the ocean?
Like, what other submarines can speak to the surface?
Probably Jack was looking for them when he was in the ocean. He was like, you know, the office is like, hey.
God forbid.
But why were they looking for the Titanic though?
They were going to look at it.
Why?
But I'm like, watch the movie.
Yeah.
I didn't even see the movie. I don't want to go underwater to go and search for it.
And on a more serious note, like, so much attention has been put
like
on
this.
So much attention was put on the 5 billionaires, and apparently I didn't even know, but apparently another ship with 700 people sank in Greece, and nobody.
I
knew today,
and no one cares. They're like, all right,
about the submarine,
but billionaires,
the Titanic.
Yeah,
because they had.
Imagine if that billionaire had a sugar baby who's like had a like fiance who's like young, and he's old. She must be celebrating right now.
What if she goes to the lawyer and
she's but she's not going to get the profits. She's not going to get any of the profits. Imagine he wrote his will. He's written his will ages ago, but he just met you yesterday. You're not in that will.
You know these old men, yeah? They're conniving. They'll be, you'll be sleeping with them. You think when they die, you get something.
Yeah,
guys, it is not my force to go to explore things that I understand.
Don't enjoy the explorer.
Just leave them.
Watch the movie. I'm saying watch the movie, Titanic. You see everything.
Like, Dora and Diego don't need friends.
No,
they have no friends.
No. Chuck, wake up, Chuck. You don't look like Titanic. like, it's yes. so sad.
You haven't watched that.
I said that, you didn't hear me?
Nah, let me tell you, it is so sad. But Rose was fucking selfish.
Rose is a bitch.
Like, there's no way Jack
like,
would.
There's nothing in me that's like, ah, oh, I'm gonna go home and watch Titanic. Like,
if you
I
were
no, I mean, you watch it growing up because
I didn't. That's what I'm saying. Well, I
just watched it for that one sex scene because I was so I was so
filthy
and they put the you remember when they were in the boat thing and it was so steamy and then they were like
yeah
I was like no but the thing is yeah. But do I ask you something, if you were Rose and if you were Jack,
yeah.
would you be like, can you move for me?
Yeah, I'd be like, bitch, you
know what?
There's no bottom line.
Yeah. Like, you're rich, you have everything in life,
there's
and then you want to take my chance.
There's no bottom line that can let me
no,
feel the ocean.
Move, move
and
over,
you're telling me
man.
In that ocean, all of it, there was not any other cardboard that he could sit on.
People are like on all the debris.
Love is a scam, bro. Like, I can never be like that.
Oh, sorry, you can't.
Nah, so you just he like literally okay. The last scene was the Titanic sank, so you know it broke into half. So there are pieces of the Titanic that were floating on the ocean. So
the two of them were like
yeah,
to, like a door. Or
yeah,
something.
So
yeah.
Because the sea was so freezing cold, like you'd freeze to death before the people found you. Jack put Rose on top of the thing and he just stood hung on to it while
he died.
Yeah, he was.
She lived because she was on top.
Yeah.
She was out of the water.
Yeah, she was out of
but
the
there
water.
There was space for both of them.
Yeah.
On there.
So, but because
what
he loved her so much.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And she was rich.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you already have the best.
No wonder why she doesn't care.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And so when she woke up, she literally was, he was hanging onto it and half of his body was down the sea. And then she was like, Jack, wake up.
And then she pulled his hands off the thing. Like after she knew he was dead, she like tied his hands off and let him sink.
Yeah. Because he told her that she won't die. She will die sleeping in her bed.
Yeah.
It was so, and that's exactly how she died. Wow, gosh. Guys.
She slept in her bed?
Like later,
she's
like
old. But he died then.
Yeah, he was like, it's not your time to die.
Yeah.
You will die old, sleeping in your bed, warm, so do not give up. So when she woke up and found him frozen, he had frozen to death. And then she just like, I'd have even taken his body, you know, at least give him a decent burial.
Right?
Like, he literally sacrificed his life for you. Women are bitches too. Like, come on, you're telling me like you can't at least sacrifice to give him a decent burial and you throw him out of the sea, like what the fuck? Because the people were coming to save her, you know, and there was so much.
They would have saved you too.
Yeah, there was.
That
no, no, no. He was already frozen to death.
But would
they
save him to
least,
give him an Asbury?
Nah. Yeah,
no,
no, babe, no, but no. There was space in that boat that came to save him.
But they weren't taking dead bodies. They were just taking like alive people.
It's so sad, man. So.
But if
sad.
She was really in love, she would have been like, him too.
And then leave the bed alone.
Why do you think she talks like that? Him too.
I did you watch the movie?
Sometimes I just make voices.
It was so sad. But it was the most, when I was so young, like, it was the most passionate love like,
man.
I've ever seen. Like, wow. Like, wow.
Sweet
we need
younger.
A Jack in our life, man. But he was just like, anyway, moving on swiftly. Guys, anyway, we are sorry for the families that lost their
loved ones, yeah.
R.I.P. guys. But guys, don't go looking for, you know, like going out of space. Like, people who want to go see Mars, what for? There's a reason why we are not there.
But I don't know why people aren't scared of the ocean. Like, not even Titanic, just the ocean in general. I'm terrified.
I'm even scared to swim. You know?
If I can't see the rest of my body that's underwater,
sure. And I wonder, like, imagine, like, it was darkness. Like, did they have light?
They have light in the submarine.
There's next door. There's acting.
That's okay.
Classes.
Did they have light inside?
Inside what?
The submarine. Yeah, I think they did.
But now, like, when you're looking outside, it's definitely.
But if you have a light. Are you gonna have a light switch?
No, but they wait. But did you see the recent thing? Like they said what happened?
They're gonna carry candles.
Nope.
Like what?
No.
You
know
like
the whole
thing
is one button. Did you see that? It was like an elevator button, and then he pushed it.
That's what I'm saying. It could just be a light.
No, but they already said what happened to them though.
I didn't hear. I was on.
Oh, they had
like four hours into the mission, they like imploded. So they all died instantly. So like the whole 40-hour thing, no, they just died.
So the family. Amount of time that they were
Wait,
in the
so
water
they didn't
how
even,
that
they
the time
didn't
they took to die.
Huh? No, yeah, like 4 hours.
It was only supposed to be a 4 hour trip.
Yes, like 4 hours, and then they imploded. So they found debris of the thing, but like they're not gonna find any bodies because
no, because everything is gone.
So what causes an implosion?
Well, the submarine's
toxins, like chemicals.
I think the submarine's just not like, built well.
Yeah, to structure.
Nah, I feel like it's too much for me, man. It's too much.
That's crazy, man. That's a crazy girl.
What? Nah, I'm sorry, guys. Anyway, let's move on. Let's move on. Okay.
Q says it's pizza if you want some.
What?
Q.
Maybe after. All right, guys. So we're gonna do say it or shut it. So think about questions that you wanna ask. So say it. Or shut it, guys.
Shit,
and
man.
You're gonna ask some juicy questions because you know what, guy? Why not? It's a chit chat, okay?
Shit.
I have a few questions for you guys. I'm just gonna ask like 3 questions. That's all right. Are you a sub or a dom?
Damn. Like we just went from wherever you are to
you
a sub or a dom.
Are you a sub or a dom?
It's a bedtime feeling.
Huh? What did you say? It's a bedtime feeling.
Depends on what she's feeling.
Oh. Okay, so, okay.
Do I feel like I want to be a princess?
No, let me ask you another question.
Why? No, you have to answer. Wait, you answer it.
She said it depends on how she's feeling. Okay. What about you?
I drink. You drink. You answer it.
Me too, I want to drink. I don't have sex, guys. I'm celibate. No, actually, can you cut that first part out?
No.
Yes.
No, it is
no. Bro, I don't put my business out like that.
It's out now. That's why I should have done.
But you didn't answer. You said it depends on how you're feeling. So that's fine.
She be having sex.
Yes. Nasty, nasty.
No, I'm celibate, guys. It's been...
Okay.
Not you putting your business out.
I didn't say anything. I just said it's been...
Okay.
That's
okay.
Actually one of the scenes.
So,
the
I have a question. If your man... Okay, we are all liberal
like
people
water.
Here. Hey, that's how you know you're getting drunk. Yeah? We are all liberal people here, and we accept everything, right?
Yeah.
But how far can you go, though?
With what?
If your man comes to you... I saw it on Twitter. That's why I'm asking. If your man comes to you and is like, babe, I want you to peg me today.
To what?
Peg me.
What's that?
Like using
you
strap up,
yeah,
and you use a fucking.
You use a like a strap on the.
Get somebody else to do it. Get somebody else.
You'll be like, I'm,
would we do it or not?
Yeah, would you do it?
No.
Why?
I'm not. Look, live your life. Whoever's doing it, good for you. Sis.
But you'll be easy though.
Get somebody else to do it.
Like it's not me.
I don't know.
Would
just
you do it?
Like, I just feel like I'm liberal, guys, but like, just my man bending over is not a cute photo. Like, I can't.
Oh, I always listen to this podcast.
And me, like, dun-dun-dun-dun, I'm like, yeah, like, he's like, I can't, guys, I can't.
I was listening to this podcast, and it was like, it's a guy's podcast. And they were asking, do you spread your cheeks to let the water run to clean your butt?
Oh, no, I thought you were talking about the one I said.
Oh, you'll ask that one, though. Yes. Oh. Don't you?
No,
they
asked another
guy.
I saw that as well. And people were saying, no, that must be filthy.
Like, do you let the water just run with the soap? You don't spread it,
like,
clean
scrub.
It?
No, but guys, as a man, why are you putting your finger in your ass?
To clean it, not
yeah,
air.
Yes.
Wash your ass.
But guys, when you're cleaning your butt, don't you put like a finger and just clean?
Aren't men supposed to do that?
But as a man, like,
but you
no, it's not even as a man. Nothing
no,
about
no,
how
no,
clean.
You're supposed to clean.
There's even this TikTok where I said, as a man, you shouldn't be tripping and falling. Why the fuck are you tripping and falling? Can't you see? As a man, why are you drinking orange juice?
Someone said, as a man, why are you drinking apple juice?
Man, why are you using you drinking watermelon? Like come on,
what?
Be fucking for real.
Alright, next question, last question.
No, you were saying which one did you see on Twitter?
I'll ask me question.
Yeah, no, the one
I was talking about the TikTok.
Yeah, which one?
I saw the one where the guys on a podcast, they were doing a lie detector test, like a
podcast. Oh, no, it wasn't that one.
And then his mates asked him, like, have you ever been pegged? Yeah. Are you into pegging? Because he talks about pegging, like, he, like, rags on them about pegging all the time. Yeah. And they asked him, and he was like, no. And then the guy was like, why?
It's okay, like, we're not peg shaming.
We're not king shaming.
Yeah, like you do what you want to do. Yeah, but it ain't for me, though.
I wouldn't judge anyone that does it, but I would, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I just laughed as a man. Why are you falling? What are your icks? Like, what is it that a man can do? And you're like, ooh, as a man, like, what the fuck are you doing there?
When a man, like, I love, like, spilling tea with my man.
Yeah.
I like talking shit with my man.
Yeah.
But, like, as a man, why are you starting gossip?
Yeah.
Wait for me to start it and then you try to. No. As a man, why are you, like...
Oh my
god!
Are
you so excited?
Yeah, as a man, like, what is it? Like, as a man, why can I see your butt crack?
Oh! No, because why am I seeing your bum bum while you're walking up the stairs? I don't need to be
and
seeing
then
your
you
bum
have,
bum.
What is it called? Captain America's underwear. Ew. As a man, why are you not wearing?
No, why are you wearing eggplant underwear?
As a man, why are you wearing? You know those jeans? What? You know those jeans like the ripped, but then they have the like the elastic. Oh,
mm.
I hate those jeans.
Or
jeans. As
a
man, why are you wearing ripped jeans?
Leave the men in their fashion.
Oh, my man wears ripped jeans. It's okay, guys. I'm not judging ripped jeans. No, but as a man, what? Oh, okay, as a man, why do you... like?
Why are we changing this to as a man?
Like when you... No, like when you...
Oh, yeah.
when he's like...
Sorry,
you know man. What I mean? Like when you choke on food, like it's ill for
as a man, why are you choking?
Yeah.
No,
like, as a man, you can be like... and then just like... As a man, I need
breathe,
you to be...
Like, you want him to be like...
I need you to protect me. Like, why the fuck are you choking? It's so, like, icky. Like, it's not manly at all. Like, come
damn.
On.
As a man, why are you scared of dogs?
As a man, why are you scared of, like, bugs? Imagine your man being like, oh my god!
It's my god!
I don't know what men you guys interact with, but damn.
No.
These
as a
icks?
Man, there's so many things that you shouldn't be doing. As a man, why are you drinking soda with that straw? It's just like...
Because that's what I want to
do. That's so specific.
No. Nah. Like, you know the men, like, I've seen, like, you put a straw, like you're using a bottle and then you put a straw? Nah. Like,
that's
you have to drink... Have to drink it out of the fucking bottle. Be a man.
Okay. Be a man.
All right, guys. All right. I saw this question again on another podcast. They were talking about relationship breaks. Do you guys believe in relationship breaks? I think you need to bring the mic closer. Oh
yeah, it's gonna.
No, breaks is in like let's take a break from each other for 2 weeks. Come back. No.
Because if you're married, you're not gonna say, "Let me take a break." Why are you taking a break? Where are you going to?
No, I just think if we want to take a break from each other, then break up. Because what does the break entail? Like
that's the question
I
wanted to
ask. If you want, I feel if you want some space from your partner, that's how you need to communicate it. As in, we're still very much in this relationship.
Mm.
We will communicate, but I need to be in my house by myself for a few days.
Yeah,
but we're still
in this relationship. The question was okay. So if you have, First of all, do you believe in breaks personally?
No. I don't believe in breaks.
If you want
breaks.
Space, I can give you space.
Space.
But
space,
I
no
don't
want a
break.
Why are we breaking
break?
Up? Why
yeah.
are we on a break?
Yeah, because like if you're on a break, if I go and start seeing other people and then we come back together, am I entitled to tell you?
Do I have to tell you?
Do I have to tell you like I've been seeing other people? Do you have to tell me that you've been seeing other people?
Yeah, but also if you need a break from being in a relationship with me, then don't be in a relationship with me.
Yeah.
Why do you need a break? If it's that bad, why are you...
I have enough love for the two of
us.
Yeah, like... Fuck you, need a break?
I'll Venmo you some love.
I can let you... I'll download some love for you and then I'll give it to you. A break. I can't do a break. I'd rather we break up, give each other that freedom to maybe discover...
Yeah, go do you.
Do you. And when if we come back together... Okay, let's say, for example, you've broken up with a person and then they've gone done you. And then when you guys are coming back to talk again, do you want him to tell you what he's been doing?
No, because I'm not going to tell him shit.
Okay. Me too.
Don't tell me. I don't want to hear.
Nah, like, I feel like I'd be curious, though.
No, I wouldn't be.
I'd be curious, but then again, I don't want my mind to know. Like, sometimes it's better to be in, like, you know what I mean? I know this is toxic of me, but I said if my man ever cheats on me, oh, okay, you need to go. And thanks. Started, just press record. After 30 minutes, it usually stops. Guys, we have... press record?
Yeah.
We have 7 minutes. So, no, I was saying, yeah, like, if I go on a break with someone, I don't want to do it. I was even saying, like, if... I know this is toxic and I know this is bad, but I'm like, if I get cheated on, if you cheat on me, and I have no way of finding it out, and you want to keep our relationship, I'd rather you not tell me. Because I know, obviously, if you cheat on me, I'm gonna leave you.
But the thing is, you never know. They always think you have no way of finding it out, and you will find out.
Yeah, like...
Even if it's, like, 20 years later.
Yeah, like, if... I don't know, like, or just leave me somewhere. Don't tell me. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, I don't know. Like, I just don't want to know.
It's the rather not knowing.
Yeah, I'd rather not know. But it's stupid of me because everybody else would be seeing that you'd know that you're getting cheated on. And then you're the only person who doesn't know. You know what I mean?
Especially
but,
if you guys are in the same crowd, though.
Yeah.
Cheating is such a complex thing. Like I... Yeah.
Like,
oh.
Have you... Oh, no, let me not go there. Beep! Yeah, let us just move on. Anyway, yeah. Guys, any more questions?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's the most annoying person you know?
Wait, in
real life. Ever.
Oh, guys, I don't need to drink.
Is it me?
Why would you say it's
what?
Me?
I don't know.
Wait,
is it
you?
No, I just...
You're not the most annoying person I know.
Oh, ew, this drink is not nice.
So, you're just passing it to me like...
Answer, who's the
most
annoying
person you know?
I'm thinking.
Oh, I have a question for you guys. You must drink.
You know, I don't know, so I'm going to drink to it.
Drink, because you know, but you're not telling.
I think I have someone in my head.
Oh, who?
like, who?
Mm-hmm.
Who? If you... Okay, how do
don't
I
make me drink that shit?
You make yourself drink. That's the question then.
If you were paid
$1 million to do what?
To go back to your ex.
A million?
Yeah. And you have to be with him for a year.
Would it be the same relationship we were in last time? Like, nothing changes?
Yeah, nothing changes.
Oh, yeah. $1 million?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because yeah. I mean, like, I'll cheat on him with my man. Let's spend the mill.
Let me tell you guys.
$1 million.
And you have to do everything with him.
Oh,
and
no.
You have to, like, you know, I get
like
that
the everything.
Yo.
Oh. But $1 million though?
$1 million. I'll be it's $1 million fucking dollars. But then again.
The way she said it. Go on.
No, but the thing is, for me, honestly, I could
a million. Do you know how many people what?
But it's $1 million.
$1 million though, like let's
you can't make that in a year.
You can't. People don't make that their whole lifetimes.
Yeah. What would you do? Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you would. You would in a heartbeat, even for $2. No.
That's rude. That is rude. If you don't watch yourself, you better respect yourself, man.
Okay, I'm joking, guys. I'm drunk. Clearly, ha ha ha. It's a joke.
$1 million.
No,
probably not.
Mm? Yeah, me too.
No, $1 million, Margaret.
Nah, like I swear to God, like imagine me and walking hand to hand in hand. God forbid, I can't. But $1 million.
I'm saying right now I won't do it, but it will be a topic of discussion.
Yeah,
because
I have to talk to.
$1 million.
I think even my partner would be like, "Yo,
do it,
babe. It's $1 million." It's just a year. Just spend like $100.
Not a year.
I'm like,
we'll save the rest.
I'll retire everyone. I'll
yeah.
be like, all of you. No work.
Yeah. Because you're investing
sacrifice
that
a year
money.
Of my life. And then after the year, no one will speak of it again. I'll make them sign NDAs.
This is, we are erasing it from history.
Yeah, the NDAs.
Oh, my God. All right. Next question, Akua. You can ask your deep questions now.
My deep questions aren't really deep.
Have you ever had a crush on someone who was dating someone else? You don't have to say who the person is. Not now, but like ever in your life.
Including celebrities?
Yes, I have.
No, real life individuals.
Yeah.
But was it for the name to me?
No.
Damn.
She's a
damn.
Damn.
No, clue drink.
You can say yes, you don't have to tell them
the
name.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
No. You don't have to tell them the name.
Yes.
Okay, tell me the
no.
name.
No.
not the guilt trip.
No. And I'm dying with, have you?
Yeah, I have.
Tell me you.
No, you don't want to tell me.
Okay, have you had...
I think I have.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know who I've had.
Who?
I'm not gonna tell you because it's you.
Like, it's like, haha.
Mine's you as well.
No, I'm curious to know yours. I'll tell you off camera.
Okay, question, Akuya.
Sorry, man.
Have you ever had a crush on your friend's man?
No.
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 Honestly, no.
No.
I feel like me and my friends have very different. Me and you guys, like all my friends have different.
For
types.
You, nah, I've never had crushes.
I have different.
On your
I've
friend.
Had different types.
But also, my thing is like once I meet my friends' partners, I'm like, oh, we're siblings. Do you know what I mean? Because
I feel like my friends, we're siblings.
So once I meet their partners, and like I'm just like, oh, okay, so, like we're family.
Like it's cool. Already family. So
yeah, it's family.
Yeah, I've never had a crush on my friend. Like I just find it so disgusting. Because when you start cultivating those thoughts, now it's game over. Mm. Nah.
It's giving incest.
Nah, it's not incest.
It's giving.
It's not incest,
it's
but like
giving
it's
backstab.
Giving...
Because are you willing to break up your friendship because
it's
of
not
a man?
Worth it.
And we know people who.
Oh my god, moving on swiftly, guys. Moving on swiftly.
This is the last question.
Let's do like how many
Wait,
minutes
let's
was
keep
it?
Going.
Okay, I'm telling you guys, I just recently discovered Twitter and it's so funny.
Brave.
I remember
on Twitter,
but she hasn't been using it though.
I
remember when you were trying to get me on Twitter and I'll be sending you memes and you're like, babe, I saw this 4 days ago.
I saw
like, you should get on
Twitter.
And I was like, nah. And then I got it's the best thing
Brent,
ever.
Twitter's a cool world.
But Twitter is so like raw and like
live.
Yeah.
You can find anything.
I love Twitter.
Like,
and people are reckless.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I like Twitter. Okay. Ask two of your deep questions.
See my deep questions.
Yeah, and then we'll wrap up.
Deep.
That's what she said.
Do you like it deep? That's the
put
question.
It on there.
What?
What did you say? What?
She's asking inappropriate questions. I am a lady.
I'm a lady. Oh, sometimes I just want to be ratchet. You know, some it is very tiring being an elegant
what?
Lady. Like, 90% of my time, guys, I am so elegant. So, like, sometimes I want to just talk shit.
Alright, I got two questions.
These
are on a brighter side.
Okay. While we're on the dark side of things, we were just on a humorous side of things.
Yeah, exactly. This is
okay, go.
Alright, what is something you've been proud of that you've accomplished recently?
I would say everything that I'm doing at the moment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm very proud of myself. Mm-hmm. For, you know, because where I am now is where I saw myself like years ago, like beginning uni, I didn't even think I'd be here. Like I have a great job, great co-workers. I have like, I've started my own business, which, and I'm like excelling at it. I'm in a great relationship.
Oh,
I have a great, have a great relationship with my family.
Yeah.
I have my own, like I live in my own house, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I feel like I'm doing adulting right.
Yeah.
And like I feel like for the age where I am at now,
yeah.
I'm doing great and I can see myself going so far. Like I'm setting my future self up for so much.
Yeah.
So I'm just proud of everything that I'm doing. Thank you, Alicia.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, future Alicia.
Mm. What are you proud of?
Like, guys, to be honest, sometimes I think you know me, Alicia, I'm the kind of person who I always think big. So sometimes I'm never satisfied with where I am. But I sat down and I was like, oh my God, Maggie, you know everything that you asked God for? Like, you have it right now. Like, I have a good job that pays me well. my bosses are fantastic. I don't have a lot of coworkers, but my bosses are fantastic. I live in a beautiful house. I have a beautiful man. My relationship with my mom is so good right now. My relationship with dad and brother is so good. Like, I'm literally in my happy era, you know what I mean? And I'm proud of myself now for not overthinking stuff. And just taking it a step at a time, you know what I mean? Because I have that issue where, I just want to be a millionaire already. Yeah. But I feel like right now, what I'm doing right now, especially for work, has given me the chance to really know what I want to do in life. And I am putting in efforts to work towards my goals. And I'm just like, it might not be easy to navigate. You know, sometimes you have to work in a place where, like, you know, this is not what you want to do in future. However, it is giving you the funds to be able to set yourself up. You know what I mean? So I do appreciate this work because I'm getting a lot of knowledge and how to deal with clients and all that. Yeah. But I really wanna, as you guys know, I wanna start my own business. I want to own my own clinics, you know, and that's a lot. And I know it won't happen like in the near 5 years. I don't know, maybe I'll win the lotto. But the thing is, I want to be so business minded, you know what I mean? And I think where I'm at now with my mom, like, I literally just got her clients this week. So I'm working with my mom now, you know what I mean? So I feel like I'm going to do good. I know I'm going to be great, but it is just that I'm in a rush, but I'm learning on how to appreciate, because if I, God forbid, if I die tomorrow, I'll die happy, you know what I mean, and just grateful. So I want to be happy and live in the moment, and I think I'm proud about that, you know what I mean? And I just love my man.
She just has to end up.
I do, like, this is so beautiful. Anyway, guys, what are you proud of,
Aquarium? Man, I've been going through the works, not gonna lie. Like, moving to Sydney has been out of chaos. But, you know, baby steps.
But you know, Aquarium, you're still so young. Like, you know, as you're literally almost the same age. But I usually think about Aquarium and I'm like,
I think about it all the time. I'm like, she's getting there. You'll be fine. You're doing great. You know, and wait, like, you're working now. You're like,
did you ever think
set every day, like, these are things that you've always wanted to do.
Who would have thought I'd be on set on like a big TV show,
You're not gonna tell the people. They'll just have to wait and see where you'll.
Wow, this is the first time I've actually experienced that on a TV show.
Yeah,
so. I'm sorry.
So
it is. It is what it is. But your guys don't know what show it is. But I'm on a show that's coming up. It's already out, but this is the season 2 of it.
Yeah.
I'm one of like the main extras, so you'll be seeing a lot of my face on the show. And you guys know I started DJing as well.
You have so much to be proud of, babe.
It's better. I think a lot of things are going on, so at I'm once. Just like really in my head about being like, okay, I need to sit down, I need to practice my DJing. Like, there's events that are hitting me up being like, oh, can you DJ? And I'm just like, I feel like I'm not ready, but like, I know I have so much potential, but I'm kind of like in a stuck ocean.
It's better to look at the cup half full, honestly, because sometimes if you focus on what's not happening, you won't appreciate what you have.
Because the thing is, it's never perfect. You know what I mean? Like, even I'm being very happy right now, happy person. But obviously, there's a lot of things happening that I'm not as pleased with.
Yeah.
And like, I wish would be different, or like would be happening differently, or happening right now, or a bit later.
Mm.
But you have to look at the cup half full.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's always something that could be worse.
Oh my God, guys, as you're talking, the client that I got, my mom was like, just got back, and the safari was amazing.
Aww. Anyway,
continue. Anyway, ask your second question. So you need to be.
Alright, my second question.
Is he gone then?
He's going,
Okay, good. I hope we don't find the kitchen closed.
Second question is, what's one of your favorite memories from our friendship, and why is it special to you?
That's my favorite memories.
I think every time I spend with you guys, it's been it's like just always vibe. Like our video calls, our chats, and like we just
we've gone
so
through
well.
It, guys.
So much,
love.
But I think one of the things that is like a core memory for me is being in uni and always. Because you know how hard uni was for us, yeah? But always having someone to go to, like...
Yeah.
Do you know, like, Ali
that
and
we all lived,
like
yeah.
right
yeah.
next to...
Two steps
away. There's one time Alicia used to stay at my house, but she was living, like, my room.
And
I'll go to work, I'll find her in my chair. I'm like, damn, girl, we just moved there from the
like... And I'll be there, like, all depressed, like, nah, I haven't left. And then a queer would come spread her air mattress on, like, next to me.
No.
And we'd all just, like, crap there.
Yeah, but, guys, okay, think about it this way. We used to live in school dorms. Now we literally... You're spreading, you guys are coming out to my house. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's so like
it's not you
full
dorm,
circle.
It's my house. There's
like
no
we used to
house.
Stay in a dorm where we shared toilets
so
with 12 other
oh
people.
Oh my god! Oh, the ghetto.
Diara.
The ghetto.
God.
Not even that, like global.
Bruh.
Global. That was
global.
That traumatized me.
No, but guys, I feel like we've seen each other cry. We've seen each other laugh.
Yeah.
We've seen each other fail. We've seen each other
through relationships.
Oh my god.
Through like highs and lows, achievements, downfalls. Like
we thank God
gained so much. We've lost so much. So many people.
But we've
gained so many people. You know. Yeah.
The circle has become so much smaller.
But that's just
like
life.
It's always been smaller in like the big group,
yeah.
But it's been
there's always been like subsets, subgroups.
Our group has been tighter.
Yeah, I think it's just I just love you guys. I love you guys so much.
I love you guys too. I'm not very affectionate, but I love you guys.
I know.
I feel like among the three
of
us,
you know, she turned. You know, she used to when we first met, she would give me hugs, and I'd be like, "What the fuck are you doing?
I think
get off of me!"
I'm the most
she,
affectionate.
Yeah, she. Is. She's
I'm
always
very touchy.
Like she always wants to hold my hand.
Yeah,
I'm like get touchy.
She'd hold my hand and then like I'd let go of her hand. She'd be like, Alicia, why are you letting go of my hand?
Yeah.
I'd be like, bitch, because I'm trying.
That's
to
just
move.
My love language.
Honestly.
My love. What's it? Okay, guys.
My love language is
Alicia. The kitchen might be closed. At
is today. Physical touch.
Can we find somewhere else to eat then?
Yeah, I don't know. But he's
in the kitchen. It closes at 12, but the kitchen closes at 10.
Oh.
But if he's there, just tell him to order. We'll pay jerk chicken. If he gets here, jerk chicken,
JFK,
chips, fried chicken, and what is
it?
Curry goat. Just the basics. And then we'll all split. That'll split.
He's not there. He's waiting for you.
Damn. But he's gonna make it. How far is it?
I think from him to there is the same as from us to there.
Okay, guys. We'll just finish up with what your love language is.
Mine has actually changed from when I first met, from when I first started
it's
dating.
Touch,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Mine has always been like physical. So we did it when I first met my man. We did the test, and then mine was first of all, it was so physical touch. Time,
quality time,
and gifts were my top three. Receiving gifts were my top three.
Of course.
No, but not like elaborate gifts. I just like
be anything.
I just like thinking like knowing that
you
thought of me.
Literally
anything. I'll keep it for life. And then the other two, like acts of service was my last one.
Yeah.
And then after, like now, acts of service is like my top two because like he makes my life so much
easier. Oh my
god.
Like,
and when we started, I used to be like, oh, I don't need it, but like it's his way.
Oh, I'm done being a Miss Independent.
No, girl.
Not. I'm a damsel in distress.
Yeah, help me.
Help me. I can't even carry this leaf.
Yeah.
Oh, I just got my nails done.
Can you open this for me?
Oh,
and it's a bottle of water.
Trust me. Every time I'm like, babe, can you open this? Like,
and then when he's not there,
I'm like
carrying.
Let me tell you guys, me, like I don't want to be Miss Independent. But the way, like, if if my man has a good job, I want to have my own business where I can go handle the business, but I want to work like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, then Friday, Saturday, I want to just do stuff. Oh, my love language. My love language. Okay. My first love language is physical touch. Mm-hmm. I love just like feeling safe. I don't know how to explain it, but I love physical touch. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then I follow up by quality time. Mm-hmm. I like knowing that you take time out of your day to spend time with me. You know what I mean? And then I love acts of service.
So top three.
Yeah, like honestly, guys, it's okay. Acts of service for me is something that I haven't ever experienced before till now, where somebody, you don't need to tell the person anything, they just know what you need. Like, I'm
that's
like,
how you know your partner knows.
I'm like, oh, I have cramps, or the person has come with a water bottle, or like something so small, like, oh, I need this, or can I, like, it's okay, darling, I'll do it for you. You know what I mean? It isn't anything that has to be elaborated and stuff, like, it doesn't have to be. And then, what's the other one? Words of affirmation. I like that. Like, I love being affirmed in the sense where I like knowing that. But it is not a must for me.
Yeah.
Because I think I can tell by how you're treating me how you feel for me. But
that's
once
nice
in a while,
hear.
I want you to be able to tell me, oh, this is how I feel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then gifts is like the last one for me. I don't really need you to give me gifts
because
all of the other things to me like amount to so much.
Yeah.
So gifts don't really matter for me. Mm-hmm. What about you, Akuya?
I would say mine. Quality time, physical touch. I think words of affirmation was never one, but I feel like now it is, like, from past experiences. Like, I feel like
you definitely need words of affirmation because your relationships are always long distance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, if there's not that, I'll be like, why are you not telling me you love me? Like, come
but
on.
But also with Akuya, you know she loves quality time because Akuya will be on FaceTime with you for hours.
She'll go to
doing
the
nothing.
It doesn't matter who it is.
She'll go
yeah,
to
anyone.
The
anyone. She'll be on FaceTime with you for hours.
She'll go
hours.
To the bathroom, come back, shower, cook. Watch the news.
I remember when we first met, and then she would just FaceTime me out of the blue to do like four.
And literally,
and I'd always be like,
Akuya can FaceTime anyone.
Anyone,
you know.
And then you would be weirded out at first, and then like 20 minutes into the call, you'd be like, all right.
You know me, I can't.
We're chilling.
There are people who I can FaceTime, and there are people who nah. It's just
like,
quick
I'm like what do
even
I
a phone call,
about?
It's too much. I just want to
text
you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But Akuya can call. FaceTime anyone. Like, oh, let me text Frank.
And then, what is Frank?
She'll be like, go say hi to Frank. I'm like,
I'm a social butterfly.
Hello.
She can be FaceTiming someone in Nigeria. I'm like, the fuck?
What?
Now, you can. You remember the time Akua was obsessed with this app that she talks to random
you
people?
Oh my god.
Oh my
god.
You
had us speaking to
right, I'm a social person. I like to talk to new people.
No, it can
but
never be true.
Just like people in fucking America.
Yeah.
America.
I'm still
Nigeria.
Friends with one of them.
Like,
from America.
It's just weird.
Like,
finish your love languages so I can go.
I told you.
Oh, you told me
top three.
Oh, okay, top three.
Yeah, but like gifts giving, I'm a gift giver.
She
not
does
a gift
give very
receiver.
Nice gifts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like giving people gifts.
Woo! I think, guys, that's all for today. We'll wrap it up. I don't want people to say too much. So thank you guys so much for listening. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Who'd you give a gift to?
Yeah.
Oh, my exes.
Hey, God forbid.
Now I give everyone gifts.
Even
like,
if there's a gift you give your ex, bruh, if we could go grab it back. If
it's
we could go take it
why out. Would you remind me?
I'm feeling so
right, but it's not even just exes. Like, if you're dear to me as a friend, the gift you get.
Have
is
I ever given?
You
I've given my ex
it's
an elaborate
that you,
gift.
You have. I don't know what.
I even feel embarrassed if I could go take back my money, foolish man. You know what I mean? Like, it was so much money, man. And I see, but at least and I know see him. No, I see him wear it right now. Well, I saw it, and I was like, "Where do you got that from?"
But I don't feel bad because
I don't feel bad.
Me, I don't feel bad, but I'm just like,
I'm a bad gift buyer. I don't know what to get people.
I like it when you tell me what you want, and then I can buy it for you. Because I'd rather buy you something.
I like telling people that I want this because it's like, I don't want you to buy anything.
No, I feel like growth is knowing that you can tell people what you want.
Oh,
bites,
I can't afford it. Then stop asking me.
Yeah, guys, but like growth is being able to tell someone, get me this, other than this person go and buy you a gift
something
that
you
won't ever use.
Yeah.
They've wasted. Maybe she spends $500 on a gift that you're never gonna use. So I'd rather tell them, I would like this bag from this place, or I'd like this pen or whatever, and they buy you exactly
or
what
you say
you want.
Indirectly, oh, I like this.
Yeah. Or imagine growth. My 30th birthday. My 30th birthday. I'm giving you guys a list so that you guys just know from when I was 29. That what I want.
You're giving me 1 year.
Yeah.
Well, it's gonna be expensive. It's a third.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She's giving me 1 year to make up the money. You better give me like.
Yeah, but what do you think I'll ask?
Give it to
for?
Us now.
No,
I think that's what I'm saying.
But by 30, we will all be well off. I'm assuming.
Amen.
Amen. Anyway, guys, we're wrapping up. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I've been your host, Maggie.
Alicia.
And we'll catch you in the next episode.
Bye.
Okay, guys.